News and views.
World news.
Religious. Iraq's smaller religious groups have been facing ongoing severe abuses, a religious freedom watchdog said. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom issued a report citing threats and intimidation against Chaldeo-Assyrians and other Christians, Sabaean Mandaeans, and Yazidis. Iraq's non-Muslim religious minorities, particularly Christians, Mandaeans, and Yazidis, have suffered religiously based attacks and other abuses, and have fled the country at rates far disproportionate to their numbers, seriously threatening these communities' continued existence in Iraq, the report said. CNN, December 16, 2008.
Kyrgyz deputies passed legislation to strengthen government control over religious groups. Proselytism would be strongly curtailed in the impoverished, mostly Muslim Central Asian nation under the bill. The law includes a ban on private religious teaching at all levels of education, outlawing private religious schools, while providing for the inclusion of religious education in public schools. The dissemination of religious literature in public places will also be prohibited. Kyrgyzstan has long been considered the most democratic ex-Soviet republic in Central Asia, but the government has come under growing criticism for backtracking on political freedoms since Bakiyev came into power in 2005. Associated Press, November 6, 2008.
They're still ready for Armageddon at the Church Universal and Triumphant, a religious sect that for almost two decades have kept a bomb shelter stocked for 750 people deep in a forest near Yellowstone National Park. Church leader Elizabeth Clare Prophet has been silenced by advanced Alzheimer's disease. The church has transformed itself into a new age publishing enterprise and spiritual university. But still in the background is its insurance against the end, the shelter buried beneath the hillside on the sect's 7,500-acre Royal Teton Ranch. Associated Press, November 25, 2008.
The Vatican is considering publishing the full record of the 17th century trial of Galileo Galilei for heresy as part of its rehabilitation of the great astronomer. The year 2009 marks the 400th anniversary of Galileo's development of the telescope. The Vatican is to erect a statue of the astronomer in the Vatican Gardens, close to the apartment in which he was incarcerated while awaiting trial in 1633, for advocating heliocentrism, the Copernican doctrine that the Earth revolves around the Sun. Times Online, November 26, 2008.
According to a 2008 survey released by the Pew Research Center as part of its Global Attitudes Project, hatred of Jews and general xenophobia are on the rise in Europe. Pew also noted a strong correlation between anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism. Partially accounting for the rise in European anti-Semitism has been the views held by continental Muslims. Unfavorable opinions of Jews in Lebanon, Jordan, and Egypt reach levels of 95% or more. Arut 7, November 5, 2008.
Attending a weekly religious service, regardless of your faith, may lower your risk of death by 20% compared to people who don't attend services, researchers are reporting. Results of the study were published in the current issue of the journal Psychology and Health. The study participants came from the large Women's Health Initiative observational study and included nearly 95,000 women from all over the United States. Although the study noted a decreased risk of death, the researchers wouldn't say that the prescription for good health is to attend religious services regularly. Health Day News, November 26, 2008.
Social. Information gathered last year from the math tests of 7.2 million kids in grades 2 to 11 in 10 states revealed that there are no longer any significant differences between boys' and girls' average math scores. Similarly, an equal number of both sexes were found to perform so well that they ranked among the highest mathematical achievers. Scientists say that the results show that more girls are taking math courses and, most important, sticking with them as they get older. Time, December 1st, 2008.
The poinsettia is the nation's best-selling potted plant, an astonishing fact considering about 100 million are sold each year in just 6 weeks. Los Angeles Times, December 23, 2008.
Utility companies are becoming more aggressive about collecting money from delinquent customers, just as economic woes are pushing up the number of households falling behind on bills. The ease with which utilities can use digital meters to cut off service has alarmed some consumer advocates. Digital meters allow power companies to do things remotely that previously required sending out work crews. Some utilities use a service limiter feature to cut power flows to a trickle until customers pay up. Wall Street Journal, November 3, 2008.
The rate of new cases of diabetes soared by about 90% in the United States in the past decade, fueled by growing obesity and sedentary lifestyles, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said. Experts say that losing even modest amounts of weight and getting more physical exercise can help prevent diabetes, but many people are not taking these steps. Reuters, October 30th, 2008.
Using homemade lab equipment and the wealth of scientific knowledge available online, hobbyists are trying to create new life forms through genetic engineering, a field long dominated by PhDs toiling in university and corporate laboratories. Some proudly call themselves biohackers, innovators who push technological boundaries and the spread of knowledge before profits. Associated Press, December 28, 2008.
Before melamine-laced milk killed and sickened Chinese babies and led to recalls around the world, the routine spiking of milk with illicit substances was an open secret in China's dairy regions, according to the accounts of farmers there. Farmers say that protein powder of often uncertain origin has been employed for years as a cheap way to help the milk of undernourished cows fool dairy companies' quality checks. Wall Street Journal, November 3, 2008.
Hundreds of people have died in a cholera epidemic that is spreading throughout Zimbabwe, according to the World Health Organization. Cholera is a highly contagious but easily preventable disease carried by tainted water. The Week, December 12, 2008.
BP, the British petroleum giant, is offering free wireless at more than 90% of its 9,000 gas stations and truck stops in the USA and Canada, with a goal to entice drivers to stay longer and check out the goods other than gas that many stations offer. USA Today, December 29, 2008.
Venice was hit by the worst flooding it has seen in more than 20 years, as historic St. Mark's Square was submerged under more than 3 feet of water. The Lagoon City, which is crisscrossed by canals, floods whenever the Adriatic Sea surges, although it is rarely as bad as it has been recently. Some scientists believe the city may be doomed if the sea level rises permanently. The Week, December 12, 2008.
More drivers are letting their car insurance lapse because of the sour economy, putting themselves and others at risk. Several hundred thousand drivers dropped their insurance in the past year as the jobless rate climbed, estimates a study by the Insurance Research Council, an industry-funded group. Wall Street Journal, December 17, 2008.
An example of the effectiveness of vaccinations can be seen in the case of measles. The vaccination is effective in preventing morbidity that is caused by the virus, and with its aid, the number of deaths in the world has been reduced, with most deaths today being found in developing countries. The number dropped from 750,000 deaths in the year 2000 to 197,000 in 2007. But while the death rate from measles was cut by 74%, the disease still exists. Haaretz, December 23, 2008.
The nation's first near-total face transplant has been done on a woman at the Cleveland Clinic. Reconstructive surgeon Dr. Maria Semyonow replaced nearly all of the woman's face, 80%, with that of a dead female donor. Such transplants are controversial because they are aimed at improving a patient's quality of life rather than saving it, and require recipients to take immune-suppressing drugs for the rest of their life. MSNBC, December 16, 2008.
Political. Former Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian was returned to custody on corruption charges after a district court reversed its decision to release him without bail. Chen, his wife and their son, were indicted for money laundering, forgery, and corruption while Chen was president. He is the island's first leader to be prosecuted after leaving office. Prosecutors also alleged Chen accepted bribes for facilitating two property deals and then laundering the proceeds overseas. Charges against Chen today include taking bribes of $2.7 million. Bloomberg, December 30, 2008.
Tijuana fired its police chief after a record 38 people were murdered in the Mexican border city in a single weekend. The week, December 12, 2008.
The election of Barack Obama as the first black to become president of the United States ends a long struggle for representation in the White House. The first black to hold a policy or political position in the White House was E. Frederick Morrow, a former public relations executive with CBS, who was appointed to the Department of Commerce under Dwight Eisenhower in 1953. Colin Powell would become the highest-ranking black of any White House to that point when he was named President Reagan's National Security Advisor in 1987. Condoleezza Rice would have that same position under President George W. Bush. Washington Post, November 7, 2008.
Through the next to the last week of the year, job losses have totaled 1.9 million, and economists surveyed by Bloomberg forecast payroll cuts of 475,000 in December. Jobs losses are likely to continue into next year as economists forecast the jobless rate to rise to 8.2% by the end of 2009, from 6.7% last month, and projected gross domestic product would shrink this quarter by 4.3%, the biggest decline since 1982, and would continue contracting through the first half of 2009. Bloomberg, December 31, 2008.
Saudi Arabia opened the door for OPEC's most dramatic output reduction since the 1970s, calling for the group to slash world oil supplies by at least another 2 million barrels a day to keep abreast of faltering demand. Saudi Arabia is the world's largest oil exporter. Russian officials are expected to show solidarity with OPEC, but the country's oil fields are already declining amid limited investment and aging infrastructure. Wall Street Journal, December 17, 2008.
The president of Somalia resigned amid deepening international pressure, a move that could usher in more chaos as a strengthening Islamic insurgency scrambles for power. Yusuf is the latest leader to have failed to pacify Somalia during the two decades of turmoil. The Horn of African country has been beset by anarchy, violence, and an insurgency that has killed thousands of civilians and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing for their lives. There have been more than a dozen attempts to form an effective government since 1991. Meanwhile, all public institutions have crumbled. Associated Press, December 29, 2008.
Financial. From Tokyo to Mumbai, Asian stocks plunged by record amounts this year as the region's powerhouse economies lost steam and foreign investors pulled billions of dollars from its once booming markets. In China, the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index plummeted 65%, its largest ever annual drop, becoming the year's second worst performing market after Russia, where a key index fell about 72%. Japanese shares also suffered their biggest yearly decline, with the Nikkei 225 dropping 42% as world's second largest economy slid into recession. In Hong Kong, also in recession, the Hang Seng Index closed the year 48% lower, its second biggest drop to date, and its worst since the global oil shock of the early 1970s. India's main index in Mumbai retreated about 52%. Major Western benchmarks were down far less, with the Dow off nearly 35% and Britain's FTSE 100 slipping 32%. Associated Press, December 31, 2008.
In a year of bizarre economic events, here's one of the strangest. The rate on four-week Treasury bills fell to 0%. Even so, the Treasury managed to sell $30 billion of these non-performers. A New York dealer in government debt actually sold some three-month treasury bills with negative yields of 0.01% to 0.02%. If a 0% yield is the equivalent of putting your money under a mattress, a negative yield is the equivalent of paying the treasury to put your money under the government's mattress. Bucks County Courier-Times, December 14, 2008.
Amid a sour economy, one business appears to be thriving: counterfeiting. Counterfeiters passed $64.4 million in fake cash into the economy, and arrests for making fake money have hit a five-year high, according to the Secret Service, a division of the Homeland Security Department that safeguards the nation's currency. USA Today, December 29, 2008.
Roughly 1.5 million homes were in foreclosure at the end of June, and economists expect several million more borrowers may default in the coming year as housing prices erode and job losses rise. Nearly 1 in 10 mortgages is either delinquent or in foreclosure. New York Times, October 31, 2008.
Mortgage giant Freddie Mac reported that interest rates had fallen to the lowest level on records dating back to 1971. Average rates on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages sank to 5.19%. The three-month Treasury bill yielded 0%. The Labor Department reported that new applications for jobless benefits remains near 26-year highs. Associated Press, December 18, 2008.
Only three of 89 major indexes tracked by Bloomberg posted gains in 2008, as equities lost $30 trillion in value. Ghana's all-share index was the best performer, surging 60%. An offshore oil discovery and government spending on roads and other projects lifted stocks in the country sandwiched between Togo and Ivory Coast. In Europe, all 19 industry groups in the Dow Jones Stocks 600 index slid at least 18% as the measure tumbled 46% this year for the worst annual decline on record. Bloomberg, December 31, 2008.
The U.S. economy has been in recession for a year, the official arbiter of U.S. business cycles said. The National Bureau of Economic Research said the recession began last December as jobs and personal income peaked. Firms have cut 1.2 million jobs in 2008. Japan, Britain, and the 15-member Eurozone also are in recession, as defined by two or more consecutive quarters of contraction in gross domestic product. At 12 months and counting, the current downturn already is longer than the 10-month average for post-World War II recessions. Investors Business Daily, December 1, 2008.
Israel. Many of the investors allegedly swindled by Wall Street money manager Bernard Madoff are, like him, Jewish, and for many of them, contributing to Jewish causes is a crucial part of their culture. The effect of their losses on the Jewish philanthropic world is being seen as nothing less than catastrophic. Countless family foundations have been devastated. The loss to Jewish philanthropy as a whole has been estimated at between $600 million and $1.5 billion. Associated Press, December 17, 2008.
Israeli archaeologists have discovered a 2,000-year-old gold earring beneath a parking lot next to the walls of Jerusalem's Old City, the Israel Antiquities Authority said. The discovery dates back to the time of Christ, during the Roman period, said Doran Ben-Ami, director of excavation at the site. The piece was found in a Byzantine structure built several centuries after the jeweled earring was made, showing it was likely passed down through generations, he said. Finds from the Roman period are rare in Jerusalem, Ben-Ami said, because the city was destroyed by the Roman Empire in the 1st century A.D. Associated Press, November 10, 2008.
Archaeological evidence of a Jewish town located on the edge of the Samaria Desert during the Second Temple period, 516 BCE to 70 CE, will be made public later this month. The recently discovered artifacts include the remains of a mikveh ritual bath, stone tools, and hidden chambers. The town was located in the Akraba district, a frontier region northeast of Jerusalem. IsraelNet News, December 16, 2008.
The global quest to ferret out money and property left behind by Jews killed in the Holocaust is now targeting Israel. Many big banks and the government itself have resisted efforts to claim hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation for bank deposits, land, corporate shares, art, and other assets that investigators say once belonged to Jews killed by the Nazis and their allies. After many were killed in the Holocaust, their substantial assets went unclaimed, passing into the hands of the government of the newly created nation of Israel and some of its largest banks. Wall Street Journal, November 12, 2008.
While the global economic crisis has affected tourism around the world, Israel's coastal city seems to have remained untouched as an all-time record high in tourist accommodation in Tel Aviv in 2008 was reported in the week of November 9th. YNET News, November 11th, 2008.
The head of the Water Authority, Dr. Yuri Shani, promised that 600 million cubic meters, MCM, of fresh water will be added to Israel's annual supply in 2012 through construction of desalination plants. The total average annual potential of renewable water in Israel amounts to some 1,800 MCM, of which about 95% is already exploited and used for domestic consumption and irrigation. Arut 7, December 16, 2008.
The first detailed colored pictures ever published of the Holy Land have been discovered in a museum library. The first edition of the collection of fascinating images of Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Jerusalem was unearthed by volunteers cataloging the Yorkshire Museum Library in York, England. The complete version of the Holy Land, Syria, Idumea, Arabia, and Nubia by David Roberts is one of only 400 copies of the first edition ever made. The first edition was printed in London in 1842 and include hand-colored lithographs of famous sites throughout the Holy Land from 1838 and 1839. Times Online, December 18th, 2008.